This is fairly highly specialized field. So we usually design the equipment and then go and hang out at university workshops and ask for lots of favors for them to build us this equipment, because nearly always it's non-standard. We make things out of very special plastics so it can be cleaned. And so, for example, the lid of the Y-maze has to transmit ultraviolet light so that it's a normal illumination environment for B. So then we have to order special plastics. And I wish we could buy this online, but building the equipment takes a fair bit of time and care. But if anyone ever wants to do this, I'm happy to share the information with them, or it's in the online appendices of the papers. But building the equipment is probably more expensive, or a lot more expensive, than if they were commercially available. It's just the work's so specialized. There's actually fairly few people in the world who know how to do this well. And so there's just no commercial principle to build enough to sell them. So building some of these apparatus literally costs thousands of dollars just because of the staff time for the people in the workshop and the very specialized materials. But that's often the way in research science. But actually, there's a lot of interest in honeybees and pollination at the moment. So if our work helps inspire more people to work on this wonderful model, that's a good outcome.